Our next speaker spent 14 years of big law firm practice before joining our section and has served as in-house counsel for school districts since 2016. She is currently the general counsel for Grand Prairie ISD. In 2020, she earned a doctoral degree from Abilene Christian University, where she wrote her dissertation on immunity issues and educator restraint, the topic on which she is speaking to us today. All the while, she is a mom to three school-aged boys who play all the sports, and her husband is a high school football coach and athletic coordinator. Melissa is making this look easy, guys. Join me in welcoming Dr. Melissa Cates.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me here. It is a little intimidating speaking to all these lawyers. But I do want to start out really quick and thanking Sharon Pickerel. She's a 2L at A&M Law School, and she helped me write this paper. She's going to be a brilliant school lawyer in a couple of years. You know, I love coming to this conference, and it's interesting that several years ago, this conference, several conversations that I had, one with Ramona Soto, and she actually sent me to David Giddings and then Katie Long and Joe Ball. Those conversations is what led to the topic of my dissertation. So I'm really grateful for all the lawyers that kind of helped me through this. And David and Joe really helped talk me through some of these issues as I was going through it. So I'm very grateful for them for this my work that I was able to do. In 2001, Chemerinsky, which I'm sure if you are like me, I use Chemerinsky. His treatise was something that I used to help me get through constitutional law. And he wrote an article, and it was called Against Sovereign Immunity. And what he proceeded to say was, we got to get rid of this king can do no wrong idea because there's no balance. So essentially, we're giving them governmental employees way too much protection. Well, that was in 2001. And then in 2003, in Texas, we had the most sweeping tort reform to date. And that was, I had just gotten out of law school in 2002, and this was right in the session right after. And basically, it was House Bill 4, and what it did was it limited so much litigation, so many damages. But what got swept into House Bill 4 was a couple of other bills that were used to help protect teachers. And the legislature that put that into the bill, they'd heard teachers were saying they were worried about getting sued. They were scared to come into the education business. So what they did was they included this 22.05111 and 22.0512. And this topic is going to talk about 22.0512. And this new bill, a lot of people don't even know that that was included. So in 2003, when this was passed, basically what this new statutory provision did was several things. Number one, it defines professional employee so broadly. So House Bill 4 actually included now board members, superintendents, bus drivers, subs, teacher assistants, even third-party contractors who come into the school. And there was an article that I found that said pretty much everybody but custodians were now considered professional employees under this immunity statute. And one thing I do want to say, I'm going to use the word educator or possibly teacher instead of having to say professional employee. So I'm going to kind of use those two words interchangeably as I go through this. But what you'll see is it says basically that professional employees, now we know it's really broad, are going to have protection to the extent that they use physical force against a student that is justified under Section 9.62 of the Penal Code. And Section 9.62 of the Penal Code, really what that is in loco parentis. So a parent under 9.62, you can essentially have simple assault, something that would maybe be prosecuted as a simple assault. You won't be prosecuted as a parent to the extent that you're trying to maintain control of your child. Well, that's where our educators come in. They have that protection under 9.62 as well, as long as they're using it to maintain or control a classroom. So this provision was added under 22.0512, but it says that educators are immune from disciplinary proceedings, and what that includes are discharge or a suspension of that employee or terminate or non-renew. So that's what 22.0512 does, and that's what this presentation is going to focus on. We're going to kind of go through some of the cases and some of the findings in that.